June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, thank you, Lucius. Okay, so Luke Jackson has asked to come on at 4:40. He wants to come on after a batting practice. So we'll have the Rangers player show in an hour, which means we can slot Krusty's Corner right back in here, right back into which spot. We're watching College World Series for the second day in a row. Oregon State has bases juice, top of the sixth, nobody out, but they're down 4-2. So this is a big moment for that side of the bracket, and he gets him swinging. For the third strike. So one out, Oregon State and Louisville on the television. Time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General, and thank you very much to Reliant as well for being a part of this one today, as they always are. Excited about LSU, by the way, getting through last night. I was a little bit worried. I mean, we saw last night the start. Not very good for LSU, but they rallied in the bottom of the first, and then unfortunately, though, the rain, gosh dang, that just thing, we were kind of carrying that thing till 11 o'clock last night, basically, and then all of a sudden they're like, okay, we'll play this thing tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Craziness.
So it worked out. I'm proud of the Tigers for getting it done today. I want to ask you guys a question real quick, because I had this discussion on a couple of different platforms, and I did this segment called Last Chance, No Chance.
Okay.
But I'm really curious. I took it really, really, really deep, and I don't want to go that deep. But I want to ask just about one particular player, and then I want to get into something that Pro Football Focus. But I want to see what your discussion level is on this particular player. On the last chance or no chance for a Dallas Cowboys player, I was thinking about Deuce Vaughn.
Mm.
Where are we on Deuce Vaughn? Last chance, no chance. And when I say this, I'm thinking about for the 53-man roster.
Yeah.
Is there something, is there anybody that's willing to fight for him on this roster right now? Because like I was looking at guys like him. I was looking at Brooks, mm-hmm. was another guy.
Sure. And Jalen Brooks is interesting because I wonder, like I was looking, Eric and I talked about this on Love of the Star, like position groups, maybe they could end up trading if they have a surplus. One sure. is interior lineman, but they might end up actually having some wide receiver depth, and Jalen Brooks would be an interesting name who has, I think, made the most of his opportunities when he's got on the field and special teams. Here's what I'd say. If there's somebody on the coaching staff that would fight for Deuce Vaughn, it's obviously Coach Riley, offensive line coach who was with him at K-State. And then I wonder about Shoddy. You know, Marty, and he was there in San Diego where they had success with Darren Sproles at the very beginning of his career.
Man.
Maybe he's got a plan, but I lean no chance. I mean, as soon as they took Blue and they took Maffa, and then you bring in Williams, you bring in Sanders, I don't think there's a spot. So considering the fact that he's proven he can't play special teams whatsoever.
Sure.
Like, he's uncomfortable returning Deuce Vaughn.
Sure.
He can't cover. So you've got to have, if you're going to be like a third or even a fourth, and we're not even factoring Hunter Lipke, at least I haven't into this.
Sure.
So I think there's no chance unless the offensive line coach makes a huge case for him, and Shoddy does see, like, yeah, I can do some gadget fun things here.
Yeah, I lean no chance.
your fielder's choice there. First baseman couldn't get to it, couldn't get the scoop. One scores. It's 4-3 now with two outs. I'm going to say Dunsky for Deuce Vaughn. I just think there's too many guys now in that running back room, even Lipke and Maffa, you know.
Yeah, the thing that when I think of Deuce Vaughn, it always reminds me of what Bill Parcells said to me. And he said it not just to me, but to everybody that worked in the personnel department. Is like, these guys, when you bring them to the game, how many plays are they going to play? And the problem I see with Deuce Vaughn is, unless he's the starter, and you know, we've seen what's happened with the Cowboys with these running backs. It seems like every time they have running backs that don't play special teams. You know, it seems like that they have two or three guys. I mean, Hunter Lipke's out there probably taking every special team rep, you know, plus doing well what he has to do. But I just don't see it, unless Deuce Vaughn is the starter, I just don't see a real role for him.
And all of his chances, it's been under 3.5 an attempt with a decent sample size. You're not going to get the runner out of it. And he would have to be a star runner to put up with everything else you mentioned.
Yeah, I don't know the height limits him. And this,
absolutely.
And it's not the desire or anything like that. And when you say that, you're trying to like, I'm being a mean guy, but I'm trying to be nice here right now. But it really does. I mean,
happened like Quiz Rogers. It's doable at that size. I don't want to say he's too small to do it. He's just not good enough to do it.
Okay, then this turns into, I think that the Quiz Rogers situation, they had a plan for what they were going to do with the guy.
No, that's exactly
this. This might be the biggest reason. I talk about lack of height for Deuce Vaughn. I wonder if the biggest problem he has is the coaching staff. And I say that in a way of, do you really have a plan? When I'm watching a Wednesday practice last week, the OTAs, and they're putting CeeDee Lamb in the backfield, and they're putting
Turpin
in the...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The backfield. To me, that's like, well, isn't that kind of stuff that maybe you could do with Deuce Vaughn?
In theory, but he doesn't have, like you mentioned, Darren Sproles and stuff like that. Like, he doesn't have that same type of elusiveness or burst or quickness or speed. Like, I think even less than the height is just he doesn't have the athleticism to make up for it. He doesn't have the Darren Sproles burst or a Turpin type of speed or burst.
And the bulk. Like, Jacquizz Rodgers was a bowling ball.
Yeah.
You know, like some, like even Maurice Jones drew smaller back, but these guys were, I mean,
strong. Thick.
Strike a match.
Thick. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's induces lacking that a little bit. I was optimistic that they'd have a plan for him. You know, they were trying him out at some wide receiver stuff. Maybe they saw
that
something
was
there.
Yeah, we came dancing in here for a show 2 years ago, like, oh, they're using him as a wide receiver. Oh, look, they're looking at him as a slot. What?
We never saw it again. I know.
And that's kind of like, that's been the MO, if you want to say, of what the coaching staff has done here the last several years. That maybe guys do have, and people are like, oh, I'm sure if Deuce Vaughn went to Kansas City or the Rams or
something. That a different coaching staff is going to find a role for him. And I think, you know, having CeeDee and Turpin in the backfield is actually encouraging for Turpin for me, because we're looking for a lot of different things. What Lamb does that's so exciting is he can take it and run it, or he's going to get into the slot and run a route. So you're really in conflict there. And I think that's why they wanted to see if they could get Vaughn some targets in the passing game, because if he could do that, now you're putting him in a position where maybe he could get a matchup. But what I think we need is for them to play their games before and after the snap, create space to get the ball to Vaughn on the outside or you know, with some decent protection. And I think he's quick enough to make plays. You know, but it's going to have to be this coaching staff putting in a position, because the traditional opportunities that he's getting, there's just not enough there.
No, there's not. And look, the questions are going to be, can he beat somebody out for a job? You know, that's the big, I look at the way that them draft in blue, that just seems to me that eliminates Deuce Vaughn right there, right?
Doesn't it? You got to have size or speed. And, you know, when I saw his 40 time coming out of college, I was like, whew, this is a long shot.
Yeah. Well, there's times where he's looked good in training camp and things like that, but I think this is a no chance situation right here. All right, Pro Football Focus, and as I finish my stuff up here in a little bit, Pro Football Focus put out today every team's make or break player for the 2025 season. And I was interested because, would you guys like to take a guess? Just a guess.
Guyton.
Mozzie.
Yeah, Guyton was the first name that came to mind for me. Or just like for their career? Or
just right now, season? Just for this, for their career right now with the Dallas Cowboys.
Sam
make
Williams?
Make or break. No, you're right.
Okay.
You're right. It's Mozzie Smith. They think, then this is what they were saying about Mozzie Smith. They were saying that Dallas's run defense was a sieve. Mm-hmm. But we talked about this. No, as a sieve. And you're blaming, you know, you're kind of tagging that with Mozzie Smith right now, as everybody else was sieving right along with him. But he posted the second worst Pro Football Focus defensive grade in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is like, that's his job. I'm a corner. I'm not a good tackler, but I get picks and I'm covering guys like Mozzie. You need him to stop the run. And he's got one of the worst scores on the team.
Yeah. He had the ninth worst mark among defensive tackles who played at least 200 snaps. Defensive run snaps in that span last year. They're thinking that maybe Matt Eberflus can unlock something we have yet to see from Smith. If Smith can't figure things out this season, though, it wouldn't be surprising to see him playing elsewhere in 2026.
Elsewhere being like the UFL. He might be able to play for the Renegades.
I mean, hey, Taco Charlton got picked up by some teams, and that dude was probably even worse than what Mozzie's been. So, like, just the first-round pedigree, I think he's going to end up probably getting some other opportunities, but it could end up
just a matter of time,
yeah, from probably doing that.
I mean, from my understanding, I'd be patient with Mozzie because he's one of the strongest guys in the league, and you just don't know when
it's going to unlock
the love of the game.
Yeah.
You know, like, where is he mentally and psychologically and emotionally as he's gone through this struggle? We've heard that maybe he didn't handle it well. Well, if he keeps working hard at some point, you know.
This is his third defensive line coach that he's had.
Yeah,
I mean, is that even a consideration? And I'm not making excuses. We've talked about this. The film against division opponents was actually pretty decent, but I'm kind of in the mode right now where I don't need Mozzie to play great. I kind of think of him like Guyton now.
Yeah,
I just play.
I think of Guyton still so much better, so much more optimism.
I'm going to say it this way, Eric. Just play good. I'm not asking you to be great.
Yeah.
I'm almost asking you to be Terrence Steele good. But is that too much to ask of a player right now?
It's not too much to ask, no. But I don't have optimism that he can even be that. But I think it's fair to just say, hey, can you go out there and just be an average player? Just an average a guy with one job, as Dawson mentioned. Just help us stop the run.
And the thing there is, you could get that for like $3 million in free agency. It's one thing if you're like, hey, we got to depend on Revell because a good corner is going to cost us $22 million.
Right.
All you have to do is go get a decent veteran, Brian, instead of keeping your fingers crossed that Mozzie's going to make your scouts right.
Yeah, I mean, he's shown some flashes, and if there's an undersized center, I think he's going to have a good game.
Yeah.
He's proven that. But otherwise, I'm with you, though. If you can just get average play from Mozzie, that's kind of all I'm looking forward to.
I'm kind of thinking the same thing with Guyton. And not just – No, but yes. I say good.
Just don't be a liability.
Yeah, don't be a liability at defensive tackle, and don't be a liability at left tackle.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 3:40 here, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Okay, Wolchuk, we're moving. We're shifting. We got Sands coming up at 4:20, Luke Jackson at 4:40, which means your NFL Sounds of the Day is coming up next.
Okay, let's get you
Mike on.
Oh, my mic's off, guys. We got Aaron Rodgers, a former teammate, talking about him. Manziel's talking Shador. And is this a checkdown merchant or not? That's next in the Nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.